The following is a very important message.
Come over, we have 12 naked men.
Hello there. Oh, I'm so happy to see you. We have such a special show for you today. Brought to you by the letter...
Brought to you by the letter B for bitch.
See the entire Earth turned into a huge time bomb.
We are fighting for our lives. My family must survive.
Yeah, I'm not the enemy. I don't know who the enemy is.
State your name.
Dorothy Mahone.
Not that funny. Welcome back to the Happy Horror Coffee Break, you fool. So it has been a long and hard hiatus, but we're back with all the stupid shit that you could ever want from this show. Oh, stuff we promised you. We will get to it. We didn't forget. I don't forget. I might have forgotten. But I didn't. We just hadn't had the time, or the resources, or the manpower. But I didn't forget. Oh, and I've got some cool news. Thanks to the advertisements given to me by Anchor, which is the program I use to record and distribute this show. We have accumulated exactly $5 and a penny. Look, see, I have it right here in my hand, the $5. I went and withdrew it. Look at it. You can look at it. With your brain. Listen to it. That's a $5 bill. Iris took the penny.
This is mine too. Yoink.
Iris, give it back. It is my $5. And I can't have the balance at zero for too long. They start charging me, so I gotta go deposit this back. Anyways, you fish-shaven Nancys, let's get on with the first story of the night.
The past 4 years of going to this music festival. Don't tell me that wasn't the best music experience you've ever had in your life.
But did it have to be all week?
Thursday to Sunday hardly counts as a whole week.
Right, and now we get to pick up our tent in the deep mud.
Hey, that's just what happens at a campsite music festival. Come on, let's get it picked up and let's go. If we hurry, we can get past the stampede. Well, the GPS doesn't work out here.
Well, we've been out here 4 times before, and we can follow it back by memory.
That doesn't look like it's gonna work out for us this time. Look, it's all blocked off.
Let me see if I can find out what happened. Oh. It looked like somebody leaving the festival got a little too drunk and wandered into the street and was killed by somebody else driving away.
Bummer. Well, I guess we just gotta find another way back.
Right there, that side road up ahead. Take it.
Sure, if you don't mind the dark, spooky road. Doesn't this just remind you of the last horror film we watched?
Oh, shut up.
Let's just see what's on the AM radio.
They're watching us.
Nope.
Tonight seems like a nice night to die, don't you think?
Would you stop it?
Buzzkill.
I'm not kidding. It's not funny. Stop it. Cut it out.
All right, I'll cut it out, but only if you play along a little bit.
What do you want me to do?
Come on, I'll let you choose a station. Any random AM station for us to listen to.
Fine. There.
AM 630. Well, you couldn't have picked a better station for a spooky scenario like this.
Oh my God, that is the creepiest shit I've ever heard. Turn that off.
Okay, we can turn it off.
Seriously, the phone is what scares you?
I mean, whatever. It says it's from Russia. Ignore.
Why would you be getting a call from Russia?
I mean, it kind of is my fault, I guess. I mean, I got a URL from GoDaddy the other day, and I decided not to make it private. I guess my mobile number is made public for all the spammers to find.
Are you fucking kidding me? What is wrong with you?
It's really not that big a deal. I just ignore it. Morocco this time. You know, it's probably the same person using a random number generator.
You are unbelievable.
Phoenix, Arizona. You know what? I'm gonna answer it.
No, don't answer.
Hello? Hello? I can hear the background static. I know somebody's there. Hello? Alright, asshole. I know you're there. What the hell do you want? What can you possibly be trying to sell me this time of night? It's the same music we just heard on the radio a minute ago.
Look at that truck coming up behind us.
He's really close. Does he have to have his high beams on it too?
Would you just let him pass?
I mean, I'm going 10 miles over the speed limit. He can go around me if he needs to.
Well, could you at least just hang up the phone?
I'm not hanging up.
Oh my god.
Somebody else is on the other end of this phone. I want to figure out who it is. And look, he's passing us. Finally. You can't see anything out of his windows. Look how tinted they are. There's no way that's legal.
At least he's going around us now. Hold on, he's hitting his brakes.
I see him.
Would you honk at the son of a bitch?
Debbie, cut it! Wait a minute. Oh my god, that's the guy that's on the phone. That's who's calling me. I can hear our horn in the background. Hold on, I'm gonna pass him. Just hold on! Floor. See if I could put some better music on to cheer us up from this. They're still on the line.
Almost had you.
And what is it? What's wrong?
Nothing. We're almost home. Let's just leave the unpacking for tomorrow. I'm just ready to go to bed. I'm gonna go move the car closer to our apartment.
Okay.
It's already unlocked. I swear I thought I locked it last night. I gotta quit being in such a hurry. Somebody had to have been in here. It smells like cigarettes. Nothing's missing. Just one more thing I gotta ignore. Turn the radio off, too. Wait a minute. AM 630. I mean...
Are you okay? Why are you shaking?
No reason. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Let's get the car unpacked. Everything is normal. Four missed calls. It's that same Phoenix number I picked up on the way back from Wisconsin. No, I'm just gonna have to ignore this number now. This freak can't get into my head like this.
Hey, you coming to the meeting or what?
I'll be there in a second. Just let me check my phone real quick. Three missed calls. Two random numbers. Yo, Debbie.
You enter your password, then press pound. You have one voice message. To
listen to your messages, press 1.
First voice message.
No. Debbie?
Yes, I'm here. What's wrong?
What was that voicemail all about?
What are you talking about? I haven't called you all day.
No, that was... You're playing a trick on me. That was you.
I don't know. I really don't have time for this.
Tell me that was you. Debbie. Stop messing with me.
No, stop. You're freaking me out. What are you doing? Why are you accusing me?
No, don't cry. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you.
Well, you did, and it hurt my feelings.
No. Debbie?
What?
I know where he is.
Where who is?
He's behind you!
Listen, Buster! Man to man!
Yeah?
Smoke?
Thompson.
Cigar?
Man to man, smoker.
Thompson.
Man to man, smoker.
Thompson.
Cigar. Man to man, smoker.
Thompson. Thompson
offers you a wide choice of shapes and sizes to suit your taste. Whichever you choose, you'll enjoy the fine tasting tobaccos that
Thompson
is famous for.
Come on now, bring it up, boys.
Man to man, smoker.
Thompson.
Man to man, smoker.
Thompson.
Cigar. Man to man, smoker.
Thompson.
For a taste that is better by far.
Man to man, smoker.
Thompson. Thompson Cigar
Company.
Are you smoking yet?
Oh, what's in the box?
It's my dick in a box.
Thanks for calling the HHCP hotline. How may I tell you to fuck off today?
Hi, Iris. That's a nice lamp you're wearing.
Compliments won't get you a refund any faster. I'm not paying you at the same speed as everyone else.
I'll be waiting for you outside when you leave.
Wait a minute. Pinhead?
Oh.
It is you, isn't it?
I can show you such great stuff.
Hold on, let me get the host. He's been dying to go to hell with you ever since you ditched him last season.
You wouldn't dare.
Hey yo, shit stain. Phone call for you.
No, please, I'm sorry. Please, don't tell him I called. I'm sorry.
Iris, who was on the phone?
Your mother.
Are you taking hotline messages like I asked you to?
Bend over and I'll show you.
Dude, this is like our 1,000th match of Halo. You wanna go outside?
Dude, I thought you'd never ask. But it's like 2 a.m. Where are we gonna go?
I really don't care. I just can't look at the TV anymore right now, you know?
Well, let's just walk through town and get some fresh air. Why do you think he did it?
Why, who did what?
Rensselaer. Why'd he blow up the factory?
You know the story as well as I do. He was pissed about losing his job and his farm. Pretty straightforward.
Dude, no way. There had to be more to it than that. People lose their jobs every day. If I had to guess, maybe it was a demonic possession. Maybe he was insane. Let's cut through the cemetery.
The one where most of Rensselaer's victims are buried, you mean?
It'll cut our walk in half.
Are you insane? I'm not walking through a graveyard at 3 in the morning.
Dude, don't be such a pussy.
Oh, damn it. Okay, let's do this. Hey, shouldn't we have hit the turn yet?
I thought so. Maybe the dark's just throwing us off. Let's keep going. We'll either find the turn or hit the wood line.
Do you see that light up there?
I think so. Kinda looks like a flashlight.
Yeah. Is somebody really out in the woods right now?
It's probably a ghost light. Just stay on the path. We'll be fine.
What the shit? A ghost light? What are you talking about? What the hell is a ghost light?
Well, there's a few different versions of the story. The one I heard the most is lights show up to lead you off the trail or pathway in a cemetery. Once you step off the path, you're in their domain. Sometimes they lead you to bodies. Sometimes to treasure, but other times they lead to your death.
Let's get the hell out of here, man. Look, the light is getting closer.
Well, it's coming right for us. Fucking run.
Mike, you're off the path. Run to the road, Mike.
Yeah, I'm hit.
Mike, hold on, I'm coming, buddy.
Leave me, dude. Just go. Just leave me.
No way. Come on.
That light, it's all around us.
Just hold on to my shoulders. Let's go.
Ah! Dude, it's so bright.
I can't see anything.
Wait, what? It's gone. What the fuck was that?
I don't know, man. But look, it's 5:30. We just ran for like 2.5 hours? I think we just got chased by a ghost. I mean, I didn't imagine that, did I?
Nope. That definitely just
Who's that?
Why have you forgotten us? Why has everyone forgotten us? Please tell our story. Don't let them forget.
His tombstone. Robert Ames, born September 9th, 1897. Died May 25th, 1927.
It's been nearly a decade since that night, since we saw the ghost lights. Everywhere I go, I make sure to tell the story of the McMillan Textile Factory. A tragedy like that should never be forgotten. Every once in a while, I hear the voices whisper, Remember us. And they're behind you!
Oh, once again, you fancy panties. It is time for the Creepypasta Corner. With Yoel, the homicidal maniac. Chow! As Yoel and his parents walked inside their home after a long day at the beach, Yoel's mother said in her kind voice,
Yoel, it's time to go to sleep because you have your first day at school tomorrow.
The next morning, Yoel woke up and got ready for his first day at Diplomat Elementary. As he got to his school, the teacher asked him his full name to the class and he responded back by saying, Yoel Enrique Munoz. Then the class introduced themselves and one of the students' name was Asia, and Yoel asked her if she was Asian, and Asia took that offensive, so she told on him to the principal. Later that day, Yoel spoke with the principal, and Yoel got so mad.
How mad was he?
Yes, he got so mad that he grabbed him by the neck and snapped it. Yoel had that morose feeling, and he fled the scene from police for a horse. And then he stumbled on his own. 3 a.m., Yoel grabbed a knife from his kitchen and went to his parents' bedroom and killed them. And then went to his brother Lazarus' room and sliced him in half. Young unknown killer still at large, said the Wink News reporter.
The end!
This presentation is brought to you by the Thompson Cigar Company, helping you to manage your cigars and getting you the supplies and support you need so that you can smoke a better cigar.
Good morning. I'm Bilford Grimley. I'm here to talk to you about cigars. I smoke my cigar and I smoke it often. I buy all my cigars from the Thompson Cigar Company. They were founded in 1915. They're the oldest mail order cigar company in the country, and they have the largest inventory humidor in the U.S. They got over 200 trained professionals on hand that provide personal customer service. And believe me, you're gonna want personal customer service when you buy your cigar. Now listen to me very carefully. If you're a fan of the Channel 4.5 production team, visit the website, channel4.5.com. You can listen to this podcast and many other podcasts, but you can also click the link to the Thompson Cigar Company. If you do, you'll be able to pick from one of three options to save you a whole lot of money on your cigars. Option number one, if you buy any cigars in the special cigar selection, the entire order will ship free, right to your doorstep. Number two, you make any order over $99, the entire order will ship free, right to your doorstep. Number three, if you make a purchase of any of the 5-pack Fever sets of cigars, you can save up to 73% on your order, which will ship right to your bed, which is good if you can't get out of bed because of the diabetes. Okay, that's all I have to say about that. Have a good day, and I'll let myself out.
Well, that's it. That's the show. Avoid the radio station AM 630. Bye. Dan David, Ghost Lights by Juan Martinez, and Yoel The Homicidally Maniac by unknown. Because I don't know. Hey, why don't you buy a t-shirt? Why don't you buy some socks for your mom? Why don't you get some leggings? Because you are sexy enough, but the leggings just push it over the edge. Get everything at teespring.com/stores/happyhorrormerch. We got all that stuff, and it's not that expensive, and every bit of it that doesn't go to Teespring to pay their bills will go to the Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance. Help these people get some help by giving them your money. You can contact me at happyhorrorcoffeebreak@gmail.com. Or you can go to Facebook and look up Happy Horror Coffee Break. Or you can go to Twitter and look up Happy Horror Coffee Break. Or you can go to Instagram. You can look up Happy Horror Coffee Break there too. Or you can just call me. Call me, man. I can talk to you sometimes. I miss you. Call 918-928-5230. That spells out 918. What, Lado? Iris, any messages?
As a matter of fact, we are receiving one right now.
Ooh, really? Put them through. I don't...
Please
hello?
Press 1 to receive the message.
Iris, press 1.
I don't have fingers, jerk.
Just connect us to the message digitally.
Please it's press not 1 working. To receive the
Iris,
message.
Quickly, before we lose the...
Bummer.
Well, hey, you smoke? You smoke cigars? Thompson does. Be like Thompson. Do the thing in the commercial. Now, if you don't mind, I gotta make a call. Why don't you call your grandmother while you're on the subject? And as always, you fine flippin' flicks, enjoy your coffee break. Aries, why is the phone sticking?
Sometimes even the horse would laugh.
Channel 4 and a half.